Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So let's say you're a Wire People Into That listener, and you're like, okay, I'm on board with these politics, I'm on board with these abstractions, I'm on board with the culture, so this like blissed out, rolling energy orgasm thing, threesome, whatever it is you people are talking about, I would like to go to there, that sounds fantastic. So where does somebody who's a total noob start with Tantra?
Okay. You know, you can start right now at home by just getting comfortable and taking a big, full breath.
God, I love breathing.
No special way. I recommend breathing in and out through your mouth simply because it builds up a bit more energy. Mm. But if what you need to do is calm down right now, then please breathe through your nose.
Mm. Ugh, my nose breathing right now is not the most.
You better stick to the mouth breathing.
Yeah.
You've just taken your first step to a full body blissgasm.
Cool.
Breathing. It's that easy. The next thing is take the next big breath and pretend that the little finger on your right hand is a lung. You've grown a third lung in that little finger on your right hand. So use your breath to inflate that little finger on your right hand, that lung. Now put a color in that finger. Any old color. Don't care. And imagine with each breath that it gets brighter. It's still a lung, but now it's getting filled with color too. Then imagine, keep breathing, imagine that there's a whole constellation of stars in that finger. And they're all twinkling. And whatever color you put in there, that's the sky. And now, twinkly stars, bright colored sky. Expanding and contracting with air. Now add a sound or a rhythm. Better yet, even a rhythm. So the stars are twinkling to a rhythm, and maybe there is a celestial sound in the background as well. But most importantly, just breathe. And as you breathe, let anything or everything going on in your little finger, just get a bit more full on. Everything you've already dumped in there, let it go to town like a special effects demo. Good. And now take one big full breath. And bring your attention just back to neutral. Now that was really, really, really quick. I normally take a lot longer to do that exercise, but even though it was really, really quick, just notice how your little finger is feeling. Perhaps you want to compare it to the little finger on your other hand. Does the finger you've been breathing into feel any different?
It totally does.
Mine's kind of twitchy, tingly. What's yours like?
It feels like it's been sitting in a hot tub.
Ooh, that's nice. And which, Tina, which of the things, I asked you to see something like colors and stars, I asked you to hear something, I asked you to feel a rhythm, which one worked best for you? Which one seemed the most palpable, the more intense?
The rhythm.
Rhythm, okay. So when you want to move energy or feel energy, you literally want to feel the energy. So if I were to ask you to imagine something like, oh, by the way, people, because I know there are people out there going, what the fuck did that have to do with sex? Here's what it had to do with sex. Imagine doing that to another body part.
Mm, you can be explicit on this show. I was about to say, like, you know, we could do the little finger, but we also, I feel like my listeners could just, like, go, like, right to the junk.
But when you do it with a little finger, it's actually more easily
that makes sense
understandable
right
but you can do that with any butt
flow
in your genitals,
and you also probably, if you're just starting out, have a lot of
associations with genitals, and your little fingers are pretty neutral. So if you can get, so we'll move to the junk in a minute, but right now what we learned was, if we can do that to a little finger, God knows we could do it to any other body part. We can do it to the heart. We can do it to penises and pussies. We can do it
to the butt.
To anything.
Anything.
So, okay, what's helpful about that is that Tina just said, you know, the rhythm did it for me. So that tells me she's kinesthetic. That tells me that if I'm going to do a further meditation with her, I'm going to say, imagine warm amber honey moving into your cunt and breathe it up into
like
your tummy. warm honey? No?
I guess if it's metaphysical honey, that you know, the sugar will be.
Oh,
fun.
God, you got so Mulder.
I'm so Scully on you.
Yeah,
right,
Scully
exactly.
On me right then.
Exactly.
Okay, but it would be something you could feel.
Yes, it would.
Or
yes.
It would be something you could squeeze or something. Uh-huh. You know, it would be. Whereas for somebody else, they're all about the color.
Yeah, yeah.
So I might encourage them to move energy through their body using a color or the twinkling stars. And somebody else wants to hear it. They just want to, like, be a musical instrument. They want to be played, you know, and that's their way of imagining. So energy really does follow thought and breath. With breath and with your imagination, however you choose to use it, you can move energy anywhere. You can move it between people. And that's where we go to the second part of Tantra. One of the other most well-known tantric exercises is eye gazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people go, oh, yeah, yeah, well, what's so special about that? Well, if you haven't tried it recently, sit in front of somebody and just gaze into their eyes for 10 minutes and tell me how easy that is, because it's not.
It's so intense.
It's so intense. And if you match breath to each other, you drop down into a trance together before you've touched anything else.
But it also is such a, like, a litmus test of, in the times that I have sat down to do that exercise with people who, I can think of a time that I did it at a Dark Odyssey, actually, with my good friend Queen Cassidy, and we were asked to stare left eye to left eye, right? And we're both, like, open-minded, game-faced people, and both were so, we were, like, nervous and giggly, and both of us kind of wanted to, like bring irony into it, right? And so, and I felt like, oh, this irony is like a defense mechanism, or like an attempt at control.
Yes.
And, like, where is that coming from? Why do I feel like I have to who, what am I trying to prove to myself or anyone that I'm like too cool?
It's just that intimate. And you because we have worked together, you've seen a room full of people freak out at nothing else I asked them to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, of all the things I might ask them to do, the one that people have trouble with is the eye gazing.
Yeah.
And it's because it is that intense, that intimate, that mind, body, and spirit altering. And that much connection can be frightening to people.
Yeah.
Because we find it easier to invade each other's bodies than to invade each other's souls.
Oof. Yes.
And Tantra, and that isn't to say that Tantra is only to be done with the one intimate partner of your soul mate dreams.
No.
In fact, there's a story in the book, and actually you can read it online at BarbaraCarellis.com and go to the Urban Tantra page, and there's an excerpt there, and it's the prelude to the book, and it's called The Temple of the Sacred Lap Dance.
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought this up. I'm so glad.
And it's my story of working in a lap dancing parlor down in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
And having this cowboy walk into this very seedy, at the time, but very sweet, downtown
seedy
lap.
Seedy can be sweet.
It was, because of the person who ran it. And it was seedy that day because, as I talk about, it was about 100 degrees in there because the air conditioner broke and it was August. But that's, I think, why it felt that way. But anyway, and this cowboy walks in and he picks me for a lap dance, and we started eye gazing, and we were flying.
Yeah.
Flying. We were so high.
Yeah.
And we had never seen each other before. We have never seen each other since. And it was one of the most incredible connections I've ever had in a sexual situation.
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up. I was going to bring it up at some point because that is definitely another thing about this book and your work that is meaningful to me, and I know will be meaningful to a lot of people that are listening, that right from go, that the intro is about your experiences as a sex worker.
Yeah.
And that's just very important to me. And the fact that something that is about, I don't know, that something that is about Tantra, spirituality, that you would be like, yes, like that is a part of my life, and working in a lap dance parlor is a part of my life, and they go together. In fact, like here is like this example of how they came together perfectly.
And I knew so many sex workers that knew that what they were doing was sacred work, but no one, they couldn't talk about it to anyone. And it's one of the reasons I founded my Urban Tantra Professional Training Program.
Yeah.
It's not only sex workers, but it was founded for sex workers. And anybody who wants to include any kind of sexuality in their work, we've even had doctors from the National Health in England attend.
Awesome.
Yeah, it artists, it's not just sex workers anymore. However, that's the root of it, and still the majority of the people who attend. And it's a place for sex workers to own the fact that many of them think of themselves as and actually function in the world as sacred healers.
Yeah.
And that what they do matters deeply, and the principles of Tantra are some graduates of my program, it's very upfront in their practice, and for others, they're pro-doms, and it's delightfully folded in the dark depths. But you can read more about that program, the Urban Tantra Professional Training Program. .com.
Boom.
And if you're looking for a provider, there is a list of providers worldwide on that site. If you don't want to do all that typing, utptp.com will get you there too.
Yes.
So if people want to get into, I mean, want to jump into something they can actually do. I gave you a couple of examples, but here's a better one.
Yeah.
If you go to my website and right on the new homepage, there is a little thing that says, you want a free gift? And if you just plop in your email address, you will get the instructions on how to have a breath and energy orgasm.
Cool.
So you don't, I mean, after that, you'll want to buy the books. So I'm not worried about giving you that free gift because there's so much more in the book about that and what you can do with that. But if you want to get to the good stuff right away, just download that free gift from BarbaraCorellis.com and start having breath and energy orgasms. Then combine them with genital orgasms.
Yes. Variety. That's
more
the
bang
whole
for your buck.
Yes.
Hey, Why Are People Into That listeners? I'm interrupting the show for just one second to tell you about my sponsors, the sex-positive sex toy retailers at the Pleasure Chest. Let me tell you about some of the events going on at the Pleasure Chest this month. At the 2nd Avenue store in New York City on Wednesday, March 21st, Ryan and Leon are hosting a threesome class called The Holy Trinity. That's H-O-L-E-Y Trinity. Which promises to be both sexy and sacrilegious in all the right ways. In Chicago on March 28th, you can attend a squirt shop on advanced G-spotting with Francis. As always, Pleasure Chest events are free, and everything in the store from butt plugs to lube is 15% off for attendees. To get all the info you need, check out pleasurechest.com/events and follow Pleasure Chest on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Okay, now back to my conversation with Barbara.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So that leads me to my next question, which is, if there are people listening who actually have had experiences with Tantra or experiences with energy orgasms, maybe they didn't have a word for it or a structure for it or anything like that, and they also want to, like, take things to the next level. Can you give us like a taste of something in the book that is not necessarily like advanced per se, because there's not a lot of hierarchy,
right,
to this practice, but something that is maybe for somebody who has had experience and knows, like, I'm kinesthetic and I got to think about the honey, like, moving in between my chakras, like, in order to get there. Like, what would be, like,
another path
or another technique or another, like, game? I don't know.
One of the reasons I wrote the book was remember earlier on when I said I wanted all sorts of different sexual preferences in there?
Yes.
I had observed, and I write about it in the book, I had been around BDSM ever since I'd gone into sacred sex, because my co-traveler on the tantric exploratory path was Annie Sprinkle, the porn star turned performance artist. And she had been queen of the Hellfire Club, I mean, very recently, back in the day, to our tantra explorations. So long as I was hanging with Annie, the kink was there.
Yeah.
And Annie was another spiritual seeker, and most of her close associates in the kink world were deeply spiritually driven, like Raylan Galena and the Fakir and the real deep divers, spiritually speaking. And so the fact that BDSM had a spiritual connection was sort of bred into me along with Tantra. And so I was watching them do their sacred BDSM practices, and I'm noticing, oh my God, they're doing Tantra. the energy's moving exactly the same way. You know, instead of an invisible heart connection, there's needles and thread and they're sewn together, but that's a tantric heart connection.
Yeah.
And they're eye gazing and it's breathing and it's the same damn thing. So I wanted, and then when I, Tristan Taramino,
Man, you're just like listing all my faves.
It started Dark Odyssey,
right?
And wanted to get together all queers, but the vision was I want tantra people in the room with swingers, in the room with kinksters, in the room,
et cetera.
And the first time we all showed up in 2003, we were terrified. We were all terrified. It's like, they're going to laugh at me. Whoever the other was, they were going to laugh at me. And it wasn't like that. It was magical. And I had started, I was in the process of writing the book, and it just completely sharpened my desire to make sure that BDSM was included in this tantra book, because it had been so, like, people thought, I don't believe in binaries. Well, I mean, unless you use them temporarily just to amp up the energy. But the fact BDSM and tantra are not opposites.
No, totally.
They're you know, just like all sex is not tantra. All BDSM is not sacred kink. But there's a place where tantra and kink meet so beautifully. So I wanted people to know that if their inclinations ran to a harder touch.
Yeah, yeah.
That they could be as tantra as they wanted to be and borrow whatever they liked from BDSM. Or maybe you're into BDSM and you've hit kind of a plateau and you know there's more out there and you're kind of looking for it. Well, here's a few breath techniques.
Yeah, just like throw those on like all of the things that you like, and then
so
it's
you,
like an accessory.
Exactly. You can accessorize. That isn't meant to sound trivial. Accessories are important.
Oh my God, an adornment is
thank you.
Very, no, we're all, you can, we're all, this is a very femme positive space.
You can accessorize and amplify your tantric practice with BDSM, and you can amplify and accessorize your BDSM practice with tantra, and both get deeper. 10 years ago, it was absolutely radical that I included different genders in this book, queer people in general, and BDSM. It was absolutely unheard of. Now, there are sacred kink groups all over the place. There are dark tantra groups, and God knows gender has exploded. So in this,
boom.
So I wanted to acknowledge that, and I could, thank you, Tensby Press, my publisher, they gave me the opportunity to expand the BDSM section.
Yeah. Oh, for the new edition.
For the new edition.
Cool.
So that people who like to play with power exchange were honored, and people who like to play with sensation had something to build off of. So that's a lovely upgrade, I think. That and I had done erotic massage as part of, because of Annie and my's relationship with Joseph Kramer early back in the day, back in the AIDS days. Erotic massage, which now is often called tantra massage. By the way, just to clear things up, tantra massage is not a 6th century Indian practice. It was actually invented by Joe Kramer in the 80s.
Interesting.
But it was named tantra massage by the German sex workers he was interacting with and teaching.
Wow.
That's where tantra massage comes from.
History.
Yep, there it is. So erotic massage had always been a foundational part of my work because in the AIDS era, erotic massage was safe.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But then we learned that there were enormous possibilities for growth and healing and new ways of relating with each other through a conscious touch, conscious breath, with intention. So it was a part of my work for a while, and it had initially been there was one for people with penises and one for people with pussies. Well, originally there were men. There was one for men and one for women. But by the first edition of this, I was over that.
I can't.
It was like, I knew too
many. Over if you want it.
I knew too many female-identified people with penises and too many male-identified people with pussies and other people in between or neither nor. So one of the biggest reasons for an expanded edition was to have an erotic awakening massage for people of trans and gender who are trans and gender nonconforming. And thanks to the participants, colleagues, graduates in my professional training program, we created one. And
fuck yeah.
It's there's a video too. If you go to my website and go to the online sex classes.
What's that URL again?
BarbaraCarellas.com, two R's, two L's. And it's called Transcendent Bodies, and you'll see it right at the top of the page.
Cool.
And it's a how-to video. What was really interesting to discover about the trans and gender nonconforming erotic massage was that when we took away all the gender and all the gendered genitals and just approached people as communicative, loving beings with genital tissue between their legs and not paid any attention to the shape, but rather just to the derivation where it had come from.
Yeah.
For instance, glands, shafts,
right.
That sort of thing, as opposed to what shape they eventually took.
Yeah.
We found that we could create erotic touch that actually could be used by absolutely anybody, anywhere. And finally, my goal of getting to a place where genitals were completely ungendered had been reached. And it was a very happy day.
Well, that's...
Back in the 90s, I had touched so many pussies and so many penises. And the more I did erotic awakening massage, the more I noticed that there was no fucking difference.
Oh, my God.
People were just responding as erotic beings. And there were just slightly different shaped bits of flesh in between my hands. And it took me like 20 years to get it to a place where I could prove it. Yes.
You did it.
Yes.
Change the world.
I am not alone in realizing that genitals have no inherent gender. I just like the end result being the massage where anybody can come to that realization with their hands as well as their brains.
Well, you know what's there's so many beautiful things about that. Obviously, one of them I think is the thing that's really foregrounded in the book, which is the idea of all of these erotic techniques that are like neither and both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can be affirming of folks that are maybe undergoing hormone replacement therapy and learning a new relationship with their bodies and their arousal patterns and their sexuality. But another thing about that is just so beautifully queer, I was actually thinking about when you were talking about the origin story of urban tantra and testing things out, like with your gay male friends, and how this can be a way to connect erotically that doesn't necessarily have to do with the kinds of genitals that you are oriented towards or the kinds of
good point
gender that you might think that you're attracted to. And I understand that there are some people who are like only attracted to like one kind of genital or one kind of gender. I've like read about them in books. I feel like I have to respect that. But it is nice to, I mean, this is one thing that I'm always saying about kink, is that you can have intimate erotic experiences with your friends that don't involve your genitals or may not even involve orgasm, right? And that it's a way to,
you can fall into relationship for even just the length of a scene,
yeah,
with someone that you never would have approached,
right,
for
right
an erotic connection.
Yeah, exactly.
And have the most wonderful time.
And they just experience like the whole spectrum of human existence,
yeah,
or whatever.
Tantra and kink share that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you can fall into a deeply transcendental, passionate, mind-altering, soul-connecting event. Wrong word, but you get it.
No, event is good.
With someone that, you, like I said, you'd see him on OkCupid or whatever, and you would never go, okay, I want to go out with that person.
Well, and it seems like maybe this has to do with the ritual elements of both Tantra and BDSM, but it also feels like there's something inherent to it that discourages or leads you in a different direction from attachment, like inappropriate attachment too, because like the idea that you can have like a transcendent sexual experience with someone and not be like, and not U-Haul them, you know what I mean? Or like, or not feel like an obligation to have a certain kind of
Because we've done this, it's going to now be blah, 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 blah. And if it doesn't follow that script, something's wrong.
Yeah. Something's wrong with me. Something's wrong with you.
Or I made the wrong choice.
Yes. No. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Barbara, I know that we could keep talking forever and ever, and we're going to do another event, and it's going to be great. So I want to make sure that we get us both packing and on our way home. So let me ask you, is there anything else that you feel like you want to touch on that we haven't touched on
yet? No, I think we've done a really good job of highlighting how things have changed in the past 10 years and how they're all in the new book, Urban Tantra.
Or they were always there and you have been given the chance to document them and talk about them and give always, ways of interacting with them.
I always want this book to be about the possibilities that we haven't found yet, as well as, of course, addressing all the yummy possibilities we have found.
Exactly. So let's... But when and how can people get their hands on this incredible book, Urban Tantra?
It is out right this second. As we are recording this, it just got published. It's out there. So Urban Tantra, Sacred Sex for the 21st Century. You can get it absolutely anywhere you buy books. If you're in a country that you're going, oh, yeah, but I can't get it because I live in fill in the blank, then go to bookdepository.org. I believe it's org. If it's not, it's com. I've just discovered this place. It's in the UK, and they ship books free anywhere in the world.
Amazing.
So your book Amazon, your Barnes & Noble, your local bookstores, but bookdepository.org. And like I said, if it's not org, it's com. Sorry. I just discovered this.
Cool.
Free shipping anywhere in the world.
Love it. And if people want to take a class with you,
BarbaraCarellis.com, and go to upcoming events, and please do. I teach all over the world, and I'll be announcing some web and internet workshops soon, so that if I can't get to you physically, you can just kind of turn on, launch your browser, and there I'll be.
In the astral plane, and where are you on social medias?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My handle, if it's not Barbara Carellis, C-A-R-R-E-L-L-A-S, tends to be Urban Tantrika. That's urban as in city, U-R-B-A-N. Tantrika, T-A-N-T-R-I-K-A.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on Why Are People Into That today. And I hope everybody has the most cosmic orgasms, solo orgasms, couples orgasms, throuple orgasms, group orgasms, is all in the book. Whatever your gender, whatever your taste, whatever your palate is, I hope you're just like...
She just took out a studio lamp. She got so high. What say we end this with a big breath?
Okay, let's do it. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.